As we move on in the letter to the Colossians, Paul is describing the way Christians ought to live, particularly Christians in a community. You see, walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, so as to be fully pleasing in every good work, bearing fruit. Now we hear that, bearing fruit, bearing fruit. What does that mean? Bearing fruit. You see, it means loving the Lord Jesus so profoundly that when you speak, people's hearts are changed. Bearing fruit. You see? And so, the first, see the way these Christians love each other. And then inviting people in to be part of that. And understand what marvels God can work in the human heart. You know, with struggles and all the rest, but loving each other, you see, bearing fruit. And so, and growing in the knowledge of God. During Mass, you could stop and say, well, in the last 5 years, have I grown in the knowledge of God? And how? What do I know now about the Lord? What have I experienced now about the Lord that I didn't 5 years ago? What has the Lord taught me? How have I laid hold of it? How have I shared it? How has it changed my moral life? Okay. With joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has made you fit to share in the inheritance of the saints in light, now and forever. You see, He delivered us from the power of darkness. You want any proof? Here you are at 7 in the morning at a Mass. You don't have the brains to do that. You don't even have the virtue to do that. This is the Lord who brought us here because He wants us to hear this and to feed on His body and blood. That's why we're here. He has transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption. Well, what's that? The forgiveness of sins. Can you imagine? The forgiveness of sins. All our sins. And the Lord says, I forgive you. In the blood of my Son, I forgive you. Then we have a vocation story again. Notice we had one yesterday. Peter's mother-in-law. She got up and served them, or him, depending on whether you're reading Matthew or Luke. But it was a vocation. The healing enables her to be a servant. And that's the vocation. And here we have Peter, I'll be following you, Lord, wherever you go. Why? Because he got a lot of fish? No. But because he saw in that something about who Jesus really is. And he wanted to follow him, be with him. And the Lord is already working in his heart because he said, that's the first pope. That guy that just caught all those fish, that's the first pope. I've got my eyes on him. I'm going to groom him. I'm going to get him ready and endow him. And he is going to fail and fail and fail and fall flat on his face so that when he's the leader of the whole church, he has compassion. That's why. You remember how in Luke, at the supper, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked for you to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not and that you, having turned, can strengthen your brethren. But he's got to know, you know, if he gets to be real tough, you know, not that guy. He can't be part of the church anymore. He can't be pope. That's not what Jesus did. He could have bounced Peter more than once. And so, I do want to say another word or two. The Middle East is about to explode. And you can get it from the newspaper. And we have an incompetent president who's going to make the whole thing worse. He has no idea what he's setting loose or the bloodbath that's going to take place in the Middle East. In fact, Our Lady is giving prophecies about it now. So, see, that's why Pope Francis wants Mass and this, you see, fasting and prayer on Saturday for peace. He knows. Our Lady's already told him what's going to happen. And so he's begging us, telling us, we have a solemn duty to pray and to fast so that the what's going to happen will be mitigated at least. I'm debating, I have a bunch of prophecies that I know are authentic. They're given to a woman someplace up in Pennsylvania for years now. And they're all checked out by Monsignor John Essef, who is a very profound man himself, and checks them all out before they go up online. So I'm praying about what to do with these things I've got. But at least I can tell you this much. It won't be long before the Middle East will be exploding. And this is the work of Satan, my friends. Do you know that? Who stirs up hatred like this? Who stirs up cruelty like this? Who is trying to destroy the human race? He hates us. Why? Because we're the image of God and redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He's got to destroy this. Now, the Lord isn't going to let him, but there'll be this mess starting very soon over there, and we have to pray. I'm sure that it was the Lord or Our Lady who told Pope Francis, have that day of prayer and fasting. This isn't just some sort of gesture. You know, let's hope something happens. No, this is a command. Pray, fast, do what I tell you so that I can reduce the mess, the suffering, the bloodshed, the hatred that Satan has stirred up.